eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What comes to mind when you picture the perfect roommate? One who comes when you call, one who doesn't forget to lock the doors, or one who doesn't steal your milk just a little bit at a time, hoping you won't notice? At Apartments.com, we understand that when it comes to roommates, a pet can be your best bet. They're easygoing, eat what you serve them, and never clog the toilet. That's why we have the most pet-friendly rental listings on the internet. And with instant alerts, you'll know the moment your perfect pet-friendly place becomes available. So when you need a place that's pet-friendly and human-tolerant, check out Apartments.com, the place to find your pet-friendly place.
I will say, because I'm holding a microphone that looks like it was made by people who professionally make microphones.
No, these microphones look like what we used at the First Assemblies of God in 1987. Like the foam cover. Like I feel like I'm about to do an altar call. Or we're going to go all sing in three-part harmony when the saints, when the roll gets called up yonder. Anyone know that song? When the roll is called up yonder.
We're good.
When the roll
we're good.
Is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. That's the worship music I grew up with. If you had a little banjo in the background, you'd get the full effect.
God, you're so country.
I really am.
Were people wearing shoes in your church?
They were wearing a lot of cowboy boots.
That's good.
A lot of work boots.
What are we doing here?
We're talk as per usual. Our intro has literally nothing, not one thing to do with
today's
topic is about.
I didn't even get to make my point because
okay,
you went and sung about the roll. The reason why I brought up the microphones is if you are a person who's listening to this for the first time, and how could you still be listening? Honestly, you already turned it off and wrote a bad review. We started this podcast talking into the end of a phone.
That's true.
So the fact that we now have the Assemblies of God microphones from 1993.
Yes.
It feels like an upgrade.
It is. Let me upgrade ya. I'm just going to sing all day, apparently.
That's not what anyone's here for.
No. It is one of my favorite Beyonce songs.
Okay.
Upgrade ya.
Well, in a list of things that will not make me smarter or make me feel better today, thank you.
You want to know why it's one of my favorites?
Nope.
Because Jay-Z, he's on it, and he has a line. She keeps saying, I'm going to upgrade you. And he says, how are you going to upgrade me? What's higher than number one? That's my favorite part. I want to get that quote painted on the wall at Hollisco HQ.
Speaking of walls, never going to get this time back.
Speaking of walls, we made a gym.
Is that a transition?
Inside of our garage walls.
We did make a gym in our garage. And
that's what we're talking about
today. On the Rise Together podcast, we're going to talk about a garage gym.
How and why we built a garage gym. If you are considering building some kind of workout situation in your home.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 15 years.
And we have 4 kids.
That's like 1,000 kids.
We've been foster parents to 4 kids as well.
And we're running a business together.
That's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things.
But we know that it's possible to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we get through all the things,
this is Rise Together.
We thought this would be a great conversation for a podcast because I hate the word obsessed. I hate that word. It's way overused. by definition, everyone's obsessed with everything. You can't be obsessed with everything. By definition, obsessed would mean just one thing. But we are, whatever is just below obsessed, that's how we feel about our garage gym.
I love our garage gym. We love it. And I, in a weird way, again, talk about always having a mindset of like what you think a thing is going to be before it gets there. I didn't think it was going to be awesome.
Really?
I didn't.
Why?
Because like the garages that I had growing up were always cluttered hot boxes. Like a garage by definition has to be, if it's 48 degrees outside, it's 54 in the garage.
True.
If it's 96 outside, it's 107 in the garage.
Yeah.
It's just always hot.
Well, so we should start with where we built our garage gym, because we call it a garage gym, but technically it's not a garage. It's what the Texans call a shop.
Well, why would we talk about this? No one listening has a shop.
Everybody in our neighborhood has, everybody in Texas has a shop.
But we're not talking just exclusively to Texans here.
I understand, but I bet that in other parts of the U.S., the people have their version of the shop.
Like if you're in Michigan, you've got a basement?
Yes. Or if somewhere else, you got an attic.
Wyoming, you've got a shed.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Barn. But I just wanted to specify because it isn't connected to our house, but it is the same material as a garage.
It seems so irrelevant.
No, it's very relevant. Because one of the questions people are going to ask is, where do you park your cars?
Fair.
And we park our cars in our garage. I just feel like we should give them all the facts.
It just feels very flashy to be talking about a shop in 2019.
You said that garages are always cluttered, but this isn't technically our garage. Our garage is kind of cluttered.
But when I watch the old social media feed from that guy that's married to that dancer.
Yeah, and the fact that we have been together as long as we have means that I know exactly who you're talking about.
Brooks. Yeah, Brooks.
Yeah.
He has a garage gym that looks like it's in an actual garage, but
yes,
all of his things fold against the wall so that they can still park cars in it.
Yeah, but they live in L.A. Nobody has a shop in L.A.
My point is, I don't want to make the idea of building a garage gym a thing that's contingent on living in the middle of Texas.
No, here's the thing. We call ours a garage gym. You could build it in the spare bedroom. Frankly, you could build some workout stuff in your living room or your dining room or wherever you've got room. I guess the gist of this conversation is, would you consider, instead of paying for a gym membership, would you consider doing things inside where you live? And we have really benefited from it so much that we felt like we'd share why it was a benefit.
I love that. That sounds better than, oh, did you know we have a shop?
Not fancy.
We park our helicopter inside of it when we're not working out. Things,
like every house in our neighborhood, it's just like there's the house and then there's this like, it looks like a detached garage, but bigger. And I think...
I'm just giving you grief.
I know. They use it for like boats and...
Yachts.
No. Like
gold yachts.
No. Like...
jet skis.
Four-wheelers and such.
I'm still messing
with
you.
Or like guns. I don't know. Can we ask a real quick question? Like real question, Texas.
What do y'all actually put inside these
what
shops?
What do you put in those things? And why are they so tall? What are you, parking a dinosaur
RV.
In there?
RV.
No, our shop has an RV hitch spot.
Oh, you just made our shop sound even more fancy.
We didn't build it. It came with the house. So we had this thing just sit empty for 9 months. Really. We were like, what are we going to do with this big empty building? We were working out at a gym in our town. We live in a small town. And while we never tagged the name of our gym.
Sheila showed up.
More than just Sheila. I had some scenarios where people would show up at the gym and wait around for hours in the morning until I walked in. So that they could like take a selfie with me or just do things that made me feel very uncomfortable.
Well,
let's say it that way.
At 5 a.m. when it's still dark outside, understandably, you're not interested necessarily in being, you know, approached by a stranger in a dark parking lot.
Well, what is interesting is that people actually come up to me all the time at gyms. So they'll come up to me when I'm in a hotel gym. We've been here in Hawaii and people have come up to me at the gym and I actually love it. because the physical stuff is so important to me that when someone, always the women who come up to me are like, oh my gosh, like I read Girl Wash Your Face and I'm here because of you. I'm at the gym because you challenge us to, that makes my heart explode. I'm here for it. So if you see me at a gym and you're like, am I allowed to give her? Yes. I mean, I am ready for you. Come give me a hug. Let's do the thing. These were not people working out at the gym. These were people who wanted to see me and use the fact that I have a routine and I go every day as a way to get access to me. And that just scared me.
Yeah.
It did. You guys can you imagine
that,
right?
You have to. You can't be plain clothed at a gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That a couple of them, I'm like, well, you didn't even try and blend in.
Yeah, no. Put on your stretchy pants.
So make it look like, you know.
Grab the 2 pounder.
Yeah. It's 4 a.m. Like, what are you? Anyway. But that's honestly what prompted the change was I thought, dang, I am so habitual with my training. I do it at the same time. And it just doesn't feel super safe. And also, because we're out in the country.
It took a long time to get to the gym.
20 minutes, 25 minutes both ways.
Yeah.
Which if it's, guys, if you're going to work out at 5 a.m., you're getting up real early to accommodate that.
Yeah.
So some privacy stuff happened and I made the decision. I'm going to start working out at home. And then I was like, well, I have this big empty metal box.
The shop. Yeah.
And at the time, it was winter. You're going to understand why that matters in a minute. At the time, it was winter. And so I thought, you know, it was pretty cold in Austin this winter.
By the way, like, as much as I've made jokes about what it might sound like to hear Rachel bragging about this shop, the shop is a slab of concrete and tinfoil walls.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, if they saw what it was, it's like corrugated metal with a cement floor.
Yeah.
Like, there's... It doesn't matter. So I decide that I'm going to build something out there. That was the impetus. And then.
Well, I mean, let's start with the pros and cons, because I think it's important to say, like, you're weighing, if you are listening to this potentially, like having a gym or having an in-home workout experience, like there's good and bad to both.
Sure.
Right.
So the number one greatest thing ever, which I think has changed it so much for us, is so convenient means no excuses.
Yeah. Like pulling away the reasons why you're not making it to the gym as regularly as you'd like is the number one reason to do anything at home, to equip your home, whether it's the guest bedroom or the attic or the basement or your shop. Not having the excuse of, you know what, I don't have time in the day to drive to and from the gym. I don't want to have to shower. Convenience is the number one factor.
Number one, absolutely. I also think it is a custom experience. So when you're building out the equipment, you know, at a gym or whatever, they're going to have all sorts of stuff, but maybe none of that, maybe you're not really into that, or maybe your sister really wants a treadmill, but you prefer to run outside. So you really get to control what is in there and how you're going to do your workouts and what appeals to you. Because you and I have some things that we do the same, like strength training, and then some stuff where we're very different. Like, I hate a rowing machine.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
It's interesting because there are a handful of things that you can get that are full body workout capable, like a TRX
band. Yeah.
As a thing that you can do pull-ups or you can do a whole host of things with that single piece of, what is it? Fabric?
Yeah, nylon.
Nylon
straps.
Right? Like it hangs on the wall. It takes no space and gives you a ton of different workout options. We have free weights that you can use on a bench in any way, right? But yes.
You can use, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, must be nice to be able to buy weights, you can go into a place in your house where you can have free range of motion. Boom. At home gym.
Yeah, body
because
weights,
you can get an incredible workout. And I mean incredible workout using your own body strength. Nothing else. No equipment, nothing. Go on YouTube and type in body weight only exercise. And you could even target it to specific muscles and get an incredible workout. It's not about, you know, building out. It's about making the commitment that even if I don't have a gym membership, I can do things right where I am.
Yeah. I mean, for us, like having some mix of cardio and strength training options was a thing that was interesting for me anyway. I don't want to speak for you, but for me, it was, I wanted to be able to do both cardio and strength. And so I, years ago, got a rowing machine and it moved with us from LA and it's a part of the home gym now because I hate it, but yeah. It's the best cardio workout there is.
I hate
it, but I do it because it's the best. You know, like having a treadmill for the days when the weather does not cooperate with running felt like an important thing. And again, I had a treadmill, we've had a treadmill. So
the other thing that I love, and for me, this is the biggest, is kind of where we started, is privacy. So privacy, obviously, because we are public figures and that changes how comfortable it feels to work out in a public place. But more, I love the privacy because I love that I don't think about what I'm wearing. And ladies, maybe you know what I mean. Like, I'm not thinking about my workout outfit. I'm not thinking about my hair. I like look like garbage. I roll out of bed, literally put on a sports bra, whatever bottoms I can find, and I go out to the garage gym. I love the privacy because I really like to, the cardio that I do in between strength is dancing. So I'll put on a song and just like rock out for the length of the song just to keep my heart rate up in between sets. And I love that nobody is watching me do that. I love the privacy of doing workouts that, you know, for a woman, if you're doing squats, if you're doing lunges, if you're doing anything where you're like sticking your butt into the air, because if you want to have good form, you're sticking your booty out. That's weird at a gym. Even gyms that are cool, where you're still just like, well, there's a bunch of dudes here and I'm wearing tight pants and here's my butt. So I really like the privacy aspect of it being in your home.
Yeah. I mean, like there's stuff that I want to try and figure out that honestly pride keeps me from doing inside of a gym because I don't want to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
So if I've got a YouTube video playing, trying to teach me how to do something with a weight or even just body weight. I've been doing a lot of like on the ground, trying like Turkish get-ups is a thing. It's like learning how to do something for the first time with a kettlebell in your hand, you look like a weirdo. And I, for whatever reason, let strangers that I'm around at the gym make me feel uncomfortable about trying a new thing. So I tended to just kind of stay in a routine of doing the things I knew how to do well. In the garage gym, I'm trying new things all the time. And part of that comes from the like not having to worry about what other people might be saying or judging my bad form about. But there's a trade-off in that.
Yeah. So these are the cons. So not everything is great. These are the things that we think are not great. And that if these are really important to you, then maybe a workout space at home is not the right answer. So this is a big one for me, is I love, with all capital letters, I love the energy of a gym.
I love the energy of a gym too. And it's the single thing, honestly, in the garage gym experience that's been the hardest thing. Because the music blaring and the inspiration that comes from seeing somebody
people.
Who's crushing, you're like, holy cow, that guy looks strong. That is a thing that I want to try and like, you know, work on that too. Or seeing somebody else, frankly, pull off an exercise that I hadn't thought of. I'm like, you know what? I do need to try and do that. It's like there's some great inspiration that can come from going to and being party to the energy in the gym for sure.
It's worth saying. I wanted to make sure and say this. If you hear us say that and you're like, what are you talking about? I hate the gym. Like the energy's weird or people are creeps or they try and hit up, you're at the wrong gym. I think that that's something you don't understand. And maybe your town doesn't have great gyms, but I would argue it probably does. Is there each type of workout facility, each type of gym has a different vibe. And some, like for instance, Equinox feels totally different than Gold's. 24 Hour Fitness feels totally different than Anytime Fitness. They have different people who are after different things.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Just the ethos, the vibe, the yeah. like the kind of the values even of like the people who are going in or the
yeah,
not the
I
values
miss
of the people who are going in, but like the employees and like the thing that they've created inside of it with the music and
yes.
the
I really do miss that. Like I miss that at our gym in Texas, but not enough to go there again.
Yeah.
Like we've been in Hawaii and I found a local gym here where it's very I really like gyms where you walk in and you can tell these people are dedicated to training. They're not sort of trying out fitness. These are people who are like way further along their fitness journey. Their bodies are sick. They're working hard. They're very inspiring. They're not hanging out. They're not men aren't trying to pick up women or so. Everyone's there to do work. I always think that the sign, it seems simple, but it's not. Do they re-rack their weights? If you re-rack your weights, you understand sort of what is supposed to happen here. If you don't, you're going to a gym that like these people are not taking seriously the work that they're doing. They don't care about the community of other people who are there. It's just like a signal
yeah.
to me.
No, that's real. That's
so
real.
I do really miss the energy. And when I've been in Hawaii for the last couple of weeks, I started going to this gym and I've loved it. I've loved the opportunity to just go and I don't talk to anybody, but just, you know, oh, that girl's doing push-ups or pull-ups or man, like look how much that guy is like bench pressing. Like that's amazing. It's just inspiring.
Totally.
We have a big con that wasn't something that was around when we built our gym, but definitely exists today.
The weather.
There is no air conditioning in the old chaparral.
The tinfoil nature of its like corrugated siding means that like the garage of my youth, if
Nine
it's 90 degrees.
Degrees
outside, it's 94 degrees inside
it's
the inside
so
the gym.
It's so hot in there, oh. which I really thought was going to be bad. Like I didn't think we were going to be able to handle because I knew how hot it got in Texas in the summer. But we get up so early and it's still hot. Don't get me wrong. The humidity is strong, but I've just gotten used to it. And I think I'm actually stronger because now I'm not. When we were in LA, I was such a weenie about weather, working out in weather. I'd
yeah.
be like, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold because I was used to this sort of pristine temperature. And now I'm like going from working out in Texas where it's a billion degrees to running here in Hawaii where it's a billion degrees, I'm like, bring it.
Bring it.
I'm so much stronger
there's something
than
interesting. Yeah, there's something interesting. As much as like I don't love the fact that it gets so hot, there's it's a little bit in your head. It's
yeah.
just a little bit in your head. Like my...
Well, you see someone like Jesse Itzler on Instagram running 90 miles in like
the
85
desert.
Degrees or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. I need to stop being such a weenie.
It makes you feel stronger too. Anyway, but like if you live in like places that get super, super hot or places that get super, super cold, unless you have insulation, unless you have the ability to heat or cool the space, it's going to be a consideration.
Yeah,
at
so
least
we just got a big season. Industrial fan like from Home Depot.
We got a big fan. Like if you watch an NFL game on a Sunday,
yes.
we got basically that
those
humongous
big fans.
Round fan.
Yeah.
It just blows hot air around right now, but it exists.
Yeah, as long as the air is moving. The other con is, this seems so silly, but at the gym, someone cleans up after you.
It's true.
At a garage gym, obviously, that's on you.
Not so much.
You know, you don't have like towels, you don't have someone sweeping the floor. And so that's just an added piece that I'm like, oh man, this equipment gets dirty, especially when it's sort of outside.
I got a note from management, as in you, our management, the other day when I didn't re-rack my weights in our home gym.
How funny. See? That's bad attitude. Someone who does not re-rack their weights does not give a crap about anybody else who works out there. And since I am your only other person working out, you're rude.
I just like that there was so much weight on my rack that you couldn't move my rack. It just made me feel strong.
It's rude.
It is rude. It is rude. One of the things that kind of goes into that convenience bucket, this is now more on the pro side. Sorry, I'm going back to pros for a second. But like if I am regularly going to a gym, tend to, especially in a gym that was far from our house, like to change, shower, get ready at the gym. And I got to be honest, like, I'm just not, I don't like it that much. I'm not a locker room kind of dude. And the convenience of being able to get as sweaty as you want, walk right into your house, jump in and out of your shower and get dressed in your own closet as opposed to, or in your own bathroom, as opposed to having to, you know, share space with other humans and have awkward shower time. Like, it's a pro. It's a super pro.
Absolutely. So that brings us to how. How do you figure out, you know, it's one of those things you're like, oh, I'm interested in this idea. What do I even do? I guess it's important to start with this. Dave and I have both separately trained with you more than me, but have trained with trainers over the years. So we knew how to use a lot of the equipment already. I think that if you hadn't ever really worked out before, building something at home might be very confusing to you because you're like, I don't even know what to buy. I don't even know what I would get the most use out of. So we had a really good idea of what we would want before we started.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bottom line, going back to your, like, you can figure out how to get a great workout with body weight. If you were to YouTube, what are the best exercises for, and then name the parts of your body that you're interested most in working out, whether, I mean,
Pinterest is a really great place to figure out workouts. That's where I find out most of mine when I'm building new routines. But
here's the bottom line is, like, I've tended over time to be a person who focuses more on my upper body than my legs. But the reality,
legs.
You're very kind. I've been running a ton. Thank you. But if you were to find yourself with a professional trainer, they would not let you just work out your arms or just work out your chest or just work out your back. They would make you work out your full body, because when I do squats, when I do lunges, when I do the stuff that I hate the most, it creates muscles in my core and creates just an overall better version of health that lets me actually then do the arm, back, and chest workouts in a better way. So I would start with, what are the parts of your body that you want to exercise most, and see which exercises come up in YouTube and what kind of equipment is required to do those things.
I don't know if you all can hear this, but it has just started pouring down rain. So if all of a sudden you're like, what is that weird background sound? That is pouring rain.
It's happening. Going sideways.
It's legit. So when we decided to build this thing, I got the information where I get all my information, YouTube. I just started watching a bunch of YouTube videos about, literally I typed in how to build a garage gym, and I just got a lot of opinions and thoughts on what do you need, how do you start. That was something that is, we think, a pro, and also kind of how we did it is that when you're building out something like this, you control the spend. So you could say, like, I have $300 to build. Okay, what is going to be most useful to me if I only have $300, or if I only have $100, or if I have $1,000? Like, what am I going to start with? So I watched a lot of videos to get an idea of where I wanted to go. And then the next step was I had to research what I wanted to buy and where I wanted to buy it at, because
selling a little or a lot,
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With the kind of things I wanted to build, this wasn't really stuff that, I guess you could, but I wasn't going to buy stuff on Amazon. It yeah. wasn't, I needed to get professional equipment. Like, we went slow and got one thing at a time, but we got really good heavy duty stuff that's going to last us forever.
Yeah. I mean, the great thing is it's at your own pace, right? Like, we started with four things that once we mastered those four things and realized, man, we're missing this one thing. Okay. Then we added two more things and then two more things. And, you know,
yeah, I would say our main things, just in case you're curious, was a squat rack, because with a squat rack, so squat rack and a bench, because with a squat rack, you could also do, you can also use it as a bench press. So squat rack, bench, barbells and dumbbells. That was really where we started.
Yep.
And with, if I had to choose, if someone was starting from absolute scratch, I would say dumbbells would be, I don't know what you would say, but that would be mine.
I would say the same thing.
Because there's, it's so versatile, which you can do. You can do arms, you can do squats, you can do, I mean, anything.
And you can get five pairs of different level weights. I mean, maybe even, maybe you don't even
one
need
or
five.
Two. Like, if you didn't have a budget, you could truly get the weight you can lift now and the next level up.
Yeah.
You know, just start there is, I think, really strong. It's kind of this thing, right? It's like going back to this idea, you actually don't even need equipment. Or I've seen people do insane workouts with like a band and a jump rope. So whatever you can afford is, you can get a great workout in if you're committed to it.
Yeah. Over time, we've added a battle rope,
yeah, which battle is
a weird thing to say,
makes
but
you feel really cool.
Man, if you can swing a battle rope for, you know, more
it's
than 30 seconds without dying, then you deserve the crown. We added
a treadmill.
Some different bands. We added a treadmill.
I'm really into boxing. It's one of my favorite types of exercise. So I added a speed bag. If you're a boxer, you know what that means. I added a speed bag and a heavy bag. And those are really great when you've had a long day, you need to punch the crap out of something. What I use most is the weights and probably the treadmill,
yeah.
Honestly, because you handle it. But right now in Texas, it's over 100 degrees and that's too, I'm not running in 100 degrees.
I got to get out on those roads.
I can't do it. So I'm running outside when the weather cools just a bit, and when it's really hot, or frankly, when it was like freezing cold, I use the treadmill too. But it has been a huge deal. Like, my body has changed so much in the last 6 months in terms of strength, because now I'm like, Rachel, literally it's right outside the back door.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do, I don't know. And I just tell myself, like, go out there. It's like, don't think about it. Don't question it. Just go do the thing. Go. Because if I just start, I will actually get a workout in. Is that, how do you motivate yourself?
I am not motivated. I mean, I've talked about it a lot. I am not a person who is motivated. So I have to just do it even though I am not motivated. And eliminating the barriers, the excuses, the reasons why I can't just go do it is the key to perseverance and consistency.
Can I ask, do you feel like building something like this is a good idea for someone who is not internally motivated?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
But do you think, truthfully, I think that it helps you to be, you need like someone to hold you accountable. And I think because I'm going and using it, that's kind of your accountability. But what if someone's not internally motivated and they don't have a partner working out with them?
Yeah. I mean, like, If you're really, truly not internally motivated and can afford it, having a trainer was a massive difference maker for me in how often I went to the gym and how hard I pushed myself. I just don't, you know, like it's a thing that at the beginning of my wanting to work out, I could not afford. It was a thing, to be honest, I didn't think I needed. And then I saw the benefits once I was able to afford it of how having somebody waiting for me at the gym made me get out of bed.
Yeah.
Because I knew that that guy was getting paid and his family depended on me getting down there. Like in a weird way, his wife and new baby was the reason I was there at 6 a.m. less than it was my interest in working out. And he destroyed me.
Yeah.
For 50 minutes, he destroyed me. For 10 minutes, he stretched me, which made me feel the happiest I felt basically for the entire day. But, you know, like if you're not motivated, you know, and you don't have a Rachel Hollis motivation machine that lives in your house and is your roommate and best friend, lover, then I would consider, like, if you can afford it, finding somebody who can be that for you at a gym.
I haven't had a trainer in a really long time. And then here in Hawaii, I got a trainer just for the short time we were here because there's a gym nearby that is the kind of gym that I really like. And I knew they'd have the kind of trainer that I like, which is like a big buff guy that like takes no crap.
He's a fighter.
And I like, when I was in LA, I went to a boxing gym and it was my favorite. Cause they're like, we don't care that you're tired. Cause they're used to dealing with fighters. So they're just like, shut up, keep going. That's the kind of training I need. And so it has been so freaking fun and so challenging. Like my body has hurt the entire time we've been here because I'm just getting my butt kicked every day and I love it.
What's interesting though, like in this day and age, like accountability can come through some of the technology that now exists with community. And like I use this running app called Runtastic, not an ad, but you can have your profile public. You can share your profile with anybody that you're in a circle of friends with. And when you run and they run, you get to see each other's running and you can encourage each other and all that kind of stuff. Peloton has an app where when you log on, you can see, right, who's also riding or running or doing whatever it is inside of Peloton. Like, I think there are some ways that you can create accountability inside of a home gym space or inside of like just running on the roads that exist today that didn't exist, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 100%. In summation. No, I think we wanted to talk about this. Look, there's going to be people in this community who are like, I'm not interested in you talking about a garage gym at all. This isn't the episode for you. This is for the people who are interested in taking their health or their fitness to the next level and feel like, hey, what's that? What's the next thing? What's the thing that really made a difference to you guys? And this is it. And for me, a solid workout in the morning keeps me healthy all day. Cause I'm like, you just crushed it at the gym this morning. There is a 0% chance that I'm gonna have a donut when I get to the office. Cause no way I am sabotaging all the work that I just did this morning. So it's just changed and improved so many parts of our life. And we thought we'd share the whys and the hows and the whats in case you were considering it too.
If you like this episode, screenshot the thing that is showing up on your phone right now, put it up on social media, tag Ms. Rachel Hollis, Mr. Dave Hollis, and use the hashtag Rise Together Podcast. And in that, tell us what other things you'd also like to hear about. If you didn't like this, please screenshot this. Put it up on social media. Don't tell anyone you didn't like this episode, but do tell us the things that you would like to hear in future episodes. We want to make sure that we're making content that is actually the things that you are interested in knowing more about. We recorded this because we got questions about what the heck is this home gym you keep talking about from folks in our DMs and through the customer service team. We're going to keep trying to create content that is an answer to your questions. So put it up on social and let us know.